In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
Thanks again for joining us today for the Word for Life radio ministry. With me in the studio are Mark and Lynn Massey. They have a special ministry with a boys' home. It's a school-length 9-month process to help teenagers with many issues that they're struggling with at home. And we were talking last time about it and how God has used that time. And you folks have been there since when?
Since 1995.
So right. These folks have all the answers.
All of the answers. We just lost the questions.
Oh, well, details. Right. But as they work with teenage boys, and they, I think you said, 8 at a time.
Right.
No more than 8. And they have an educational system. That's why you call it academy.
Correct.
If there were someone that happened to be interested in what you're doing, can you just quickly give an address?
Interested as a parent or interested as a worker?
As a parent.
Well, first I would say if you do want to connect with us, we have several websites that are up, and as well, of course, we have an office phone number. You could check our websites, just victoryacademyforboys.org. Just spell it all out. That's all very simple. If you can't spell all that, you can go to VAFB.org, and it'll do the same thing. And as well, we have Wild Heart Adventure Camp, and you can spell all that out, wildheartadventurecamp.org as well.
Okay.
So those are places you can get information. Usually when parents call us, they are calling us because they got a problem with their kid.
Right.
And often parents already feel a sense of failure.
Oh, sure.
A frustration. Sometimes depression even, anxiety, because they see the looming problems that are coming mm-hmm. for these kids as they grow up. I would say our ministry is really designed to bring you back to the hope of Scripture, back to the work of Christ in hearts,
yeah.
so that we can regain some hope, get some traction to open the Scriptures, apply the Scriptures to the problems, and start breaking them down into those small steps. We have to take those small steps of applying Scripture to each thing.
Do you ever take young men from the legal system, youth detention homes, that kind of a thing?
Most of our kids are coming purely from a parent saying, we've got to do something.
Okay.
But we have had a few that have been adjudicated, and generally, because we're not a state-sanctioned or authorized or even paid-for institution, a judge is not going to generally adjudicate to our program.
Okay.
He may say something like, we are looking at a program for you.
Mm-hmm.
And the parents often have the opportunity to step up and say, well, we have a program in mind.
Okay.
Could we submit, a request to have him placed here?
Sure. Not like Lester Roloff's ministry years ago. They would go directly from a jail to...
Correct.
Yeah.
Those days are pretty well gone for Christian organizations.
Okay. Now, working like you do you have to raise deputation support?
The way our funding works, we have a tuition requirement from the parents.
Okay.
So they are paying a tuition.
Right.
And that covers basically the general operations daily budget. So, like staffing, electricity, food, lots of food, just lots of food. But
Boys,
that's right, teenage guys.
Boys,
it's
yeah.
amazing
mm-hmm.
what they can eat.
But oh, yeah.
Then we raise support for anything that is a capital improvement or is something that we want to grow a program.
Okay.
We really don't want the people that are using the ministry today and getting help from the ministry to be paying for tomorrow. It's expensive enough. We just keep it to what their costs are.
Okay.
And then ask donors to step in and help with that. And ask donors to step in and help fund those families that really can't afford this kind of thing.
Okay.
But need the help.
And do you ever need interns that come from, say, a year?
Right. We heavily rely on the interns. And in fact, we have a whole program we call an apprenticeship, a core apprenticeship.
Okay.
Where we would take a young man that maybe just graduated from college.
Mm-hmm.
We have one that's joining us even, I think, in 2 weeks that just graduated from college, and he's looking for what would God have him do with his life. And
yeah.
He is going to come work for us for a year, and he may stay on after that.
Okay. All right.
Those yearly guys, those apprentices, they're embarking on a program of learning how to disciple and how to reach these kids, because these are the kids that are in our youth groups too.
Sure.
It's not that these are odd kids.
Mm-hmm.
These are kids that are just, they're caught in some sin. They're struggling, and it's great for guys to come in and learn how to minister to those guys, how to engage them, get to heart level fast.
Right.
And they don't have to be graduated from college. They can come during their college years. We have a program where they can do online school while they're with us.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had people in various stages of their education or
okay.
or they're working, and they come and work for us for a year. So.
All right. So there would be some downtime that they could work on their online education.
Sure. Right.
Okay. Now, you folks were, like, shall I say, part-time youth workers, youth pastor and wife. How did you know the Lord was leading you into full-time? How's the Lord work in somebody's life?
I love this question, because a lot of times what people are looking for is this aha moment, this bright light in the sky, this Pauline experience on the road to Damascus.
That doesn't happen anymore?
It might. I just personally haven't
Not
seen
to you,
it.
Right?
It just didn't happen to me. So, but a lot of time that's what we're looking for. And when we don't get that, well, okay, I must be able to just go ahead and do what I want to do. I think a better way to look at it is to say, God, I recognize there's an eternity at hand.
Mm-hmm.
And what could you use me for? Where can you use me? I want you to use me. If we go to God with that kind of an open-handed mentality with our lives, I believe he directs us. We married. Immediately, we were working in the children's program. Shortly after that, we were working in the teen program, because we wanted to be involved in people's lives. We wanted to engage them and talk with them about the gospel.
Right.
And I think once we got started in that, and it didn't start big. I mean, we started with an evangelism class. Well, we didn't even start with an evangelism class. We just started showing up and helping with the kids.
Sure.
And then God gave us a burden to be speaking to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then we wanted to get into the kids' homes, because we knew there were more people there to witness to and bring the gospel to. And as we did that, we started feeling like, well, God, I'm working 50, 60 hours a week. I'm doing side jobs. Because I got a boat. I mean, I got a motorcycle. I got a house, and I need to re-roof the house. And all of the things of life that gather our attention and time started to take away. I could see it taking away from that opportunity. And I think that's where we began to pray, God, would you use us to just concentrate our whole lives on this?
Now, Lynn, did God work on you separately, or did Mark come to you and say, this is what God's doing in my life?
I guess we kind of came along the path together. We were talking about it all the time, and I remember having a conversation, where do we want to be in 20 years?
Okay.
We were in our early 20s. We'd married fairly young and started kind of living the American dream. We were Christians. We loved the Lord. We were working in our church. But we're like, we looked at each other and said, where do we want to be in 20 years? And we actually had this this observation. Well, we married in 98, so or in 88, I mean. So we looked at ourselves when we were 20 years married and said, well, here we are. You know, and we were at victory right smack dab in the middle. So I think God was working on both of us at the same time. And I think sometimes we look for God's will thinking it's going to be some big thing. And
yeah.
You know, but as we were obeying, it's kind of like the verse, in all your ways, acknowledge him and he'll direct your paths. As you're obeying, we knew we needed to be in the word. We knew we needed to be in church. We knew we needed to be serving. As we were doing those things, we knew we needed, we know that's God's will. He led us to consider, could he use us full time? It was a very gentle leading, if that makes sense. And I think it was mutual. I don't remember one of us coming to the other one and saying, are you thinking this? It was just kind of a natural progression of how God was working in our lives.
It's kind of like the statement that we are to bloom where we're planted.
Yes, Yes. Mm-hmm.
And God only transplants blooming flowers.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're discontented and frustrated, God just leaves us where we are. He's not going to transplant a wilting flower.
Right. We left Florida, is where we're from, and moved to Wisconsin because we love.
That has to be God.
Yeah, it does. And people say, who does that? I'm like, well, we were thrilled to be there because we really wanted to be. We were already blooming, and we really wanted to be in Wisconsin at the Bible College where we had heard the president speak. We loved his style of leadership. He was a servant leader, and we're like, that's the kind of ministers we want to be. So we sold our stuff in Florida and moved to Wisconsin, and we loved it there. It was cold, and we got used to that. It's still cold.
Mostly. Not really February and March.
All these many years later, it's still cold, and but I go and visit my dad in Florida, so that's a blessing.
Right. I was 1 year in Minnesota. I was 38 years in the South, and then the Lord led us to Minnesota, and they told me, Dr. Huffman, there's no such thing as bad weather, just bad clothing.
Yeah, right. There you go.
Right, yeah. That's right.
You just have to dress for it.
Just the layers that you put on. But I think what we're talking about is the difference between the statement goes like this, willing to go but planning to stay, or planning to go but willing to stay.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm hearing you basically say, Lord, we're planning to go if you just want to show us.
Right.
We're willing to stay, willing to continue to do what we're doing, but
right.
But you're working in our hearts, and we are planning to just follow you.
Right.
And when we do that, it's like you said, it's not a Damascus Road revelation, but for me, I wake up in the morning, it's on my mind. Throughout the course of the day, it's on my mind.
Right.
Go to bed at night, and it's on my mind.
Well, right.
And it's so sweet because when you do that, you know it's God.
Mm-hmm. And we saw his hand so clearly in our house selling in a month, and just his hand was at work,
mm-hmm.
leading us to where we needed to be, and has been continually. The years we've been at Victory, we see his hand leading us. Sometimes there's dry times where money's tight. Sometimes there's dry times where staffing is tight,
mm-hmm.
but he always gives us what we need, and we've learned to trust him in that. It's not always easy, but we find joy in doing what we're doing, trying to be faithful, even in the hard times all these years. But we see God's hand at work, and we know this is where he wants us to be until he moves us, so we're not looking to move back to Florida anytime soon. We're still in Wisconsin.
You know, I remember the verse that talks about David had been anointed, and he knew that he was going to be the next king, but not yet.
Not yet. Those are hard words to hear sometimes.
Yeah, not yet. When we come to the next broadcast, let's talk about that. You know, how the Lord works in our lives and people that are watching our lives. Many times it's not just us that is involved in the leadership and the answer to prayer. Other people are watching and they're learning about God as they watch us. Well, folks, thanks for spending this last few minutes with us. Join us the next time. And we trust you have a fantastic day.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.